Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, the Team 980 in the DMV in Richmond. Check us out on 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. And we're streaming live on the Odyssey app. So we were all born in 1970, class of 88. And growing up, the Capitol Classic was a huge deal.
Yep.
Our buddy Tom Doyle brought back the Capitol Classic. It's the 51st Capitol Classic. It's going to be at the Entertainment Sports Arena here in D.C. tomorrow. And Dennis Scott, who you guys know from Georgia Tech, the NBA, Orlando Magic, NBA TV. He's one of the honorary coaches. And his son, Dennis Scott III, is playing in the game. They join us in studio.
Welcome, thank you
guys for coming in.
Dennis Scott III is going to Georgia State next year.
Very good.
So we're playing some college ball.
And the way I know Georgia State is, for me, is Lefty coach there, right? Am I crazy?
You're right on it.
Yeah, right on it.
May rest in peace, my man Lefty.
Yeah, for sure. And Dennis, everybody knows the Dennis exploits in college and the pros and everything.
Well, if you're young, you don't understand how good Dennis was.
No. He was like the first, like, Steph Curry.
He was a three-point sniper.
I mean,
sniper.
He was.
It's true. I'm sure he's told you, but it's true.
This guy was unbelievable, and he averaged you were at Tech for 3 years, correct?
Yep.
And I think your last year, you averaged close to 30 a game.
Yep.
Just balling. And that team was unbelievable. And I remember I was playing JUCO ball in San Diego, and I was watching the Final Four against UNLV. It was one of the best games I've ever seen. And I was rooting for you guys hard because Rod Bolanos, who's a friend of ours, was on that team.
Mm-hmm. But Rod did a lot of cheering on that team.
He did a lot of cheering.
He was there.
And that ring worked for you.
Hey, it still works.
Is that the toughest, as a college player, is that the toughest loss in your career?
No question.
Yeah.
Because every time that comes up, and I talk to Coach Crimmins, and for all you coaches out there, sometimes you have to live in the moment, and sometimes you have to go against the grain. And what I mean by that, Kenny Anderson picked up his fourth foul, and some of y'all are going to think I'm crazy. Mm. It was 14 minutes, I think 13 seconds on the clock. How do I still remember that? Back in 1990,
time,
right? I still remember that? Most coaches take your best player out the game, your best ball handler out the game.
Mm-hmm.
When you look back on it, coach, call timeout and trust your best player can play in foul trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Kenny goes out the game. Carl Brown was the backup point guard from England. Love him to death.
Right.
But he's not Kenny Anderson.
He's not Kenny Anderson. When did Kenny foul out? I can't remember. Like five minutes later?
It was like Kenny goes out the game. We have a 9-point lead. Yep. We lose the game, lose the momentum. Kenny comes back in, plays another 5 or 6 minute, fouls out. And we're all pissed off at the end of the game that we should have left him in.
Correct me if I'm wrong, and I don't believe I am. You played for Stu Vetter.
That's right.
At Flint Hill.
The original Flint Hill.
Right. Yeah. Well, now tell me about
Flint
that.
Hill Falcons. Okay. We were the Falcons. Now they're the Flint Hill Huskies.
Okay, but was it the same location that it is now? Or was
it across the street? It was across the street, down maybe a mile or two away, small campus.
You put, correct me if I'm wrong, and I may be wrong about this. I feel like you put Flint Hill on the map.
Say it louder. Say a little bit louder. Say a little bit louder. Say a little bit louder. Hold on. Say a little bit louder now.
Put Flint Hill on the map.
Come on now.
Yeah, I know.
But big shout out to Carlos Yakes, because he kind of helped start the thing with Stu Vedder and Mike Pepper.
Okay.
So those two names for us older guys, those are the first real two names that kind of.
Now, who were your guys on that? Did you have any guys that ended up playing at a high level that was on that squad?
Yes, indeed. Yeah. My mentor at the time and guy who kind of gave me my toughness was a guy named Derek Sims, who played at UVA.
Okay.
He was the guy that was at Flint Hill, and he was like all met, and he was just kicking everybody's butt in the city.
Right.
I was a freshman. He was a senior. That first day of practice, he taught me how to go hard to get respect. And that's when I said, oh, my goodness, this is what city back. Right, yeah. Because my very first year, give Loudoun County a little love, too, because I went to Loudoun County High School first.
Oh, okay.
And then I transferred to Flint Hill.
Oh, okay.
And that's when my life changed. See, a lot of people don't know that.
I didn't know that.
I saved that for you.
Did you grow up in Ashburn?
So I got one even better for you, Dad, for the younger generation.
All right.
I was born in Hagerstown, Maryland.
Wow, look at you. Okay. You love
that. That's where,
ball.
Yes, come so on, baby. That's all we had.
Because Loudoun County back in 1985 was what? Farmland.
Yeah. It took you forever to get there, Route 7.
I know, right?
Right? There's only two lanes. Right. Now we're really telling our age now, right?
I live there now. Come it's unbelievable.
On, right? So for me, back then, you heard about the Kenner League, you heard about Sidwell Friends, you heard about all these different leagues. I got to have it. So I tease Trey now about the kids say, I want that smoke. Well, where's the smoke? I smell it. Let me go get it, because I know if I go get this smoke and I kick the butt, now I'm the smoke.
Right.
Now everyone's talking about me, and that was fun back in our day.
So Dennis Scott's with us. His son, who goes by Trey, is with us. Somebody tweeted us this yesterday and said, we have to ask you about it. I didn't know it. Going back to 87, I looked up the box score of the Capital Classic. I think you put up 14 in the game.
Of course.
The MVP, though, was like Greg Kubek or something like that.
Was it really?
Wow. Yeah, I think it was, because they won. They beat us.
Yeah. But he said, ask him about the Alonzo Mourning game.
Ooh.
You guys played Alonzo Mourning in high school, and I think handed them their only loss.
Ooh, you know why? Because you had to watch that game to understand that I was a point guard. Mm. You're like, what? You were a point guard? Reggie Chambers was our point guard from New York. He had gotten sick literally the day before. And Stu Vedder comes to me and says, hey, I'm putting the ball in your hands. Mm. I'm like, huh? What?
You're like, I'm not shooting it. I'm used to shooting the ball.
Right. That's but at the time,
he's
Magic,
still going to shoot it. Yeah.
Magic Johnson is still my favorite player, favorite person of all of basketball history. So I said, let's go. So if you go look at the highlights, I'm putting the ball on the floor. We had Aaron Bain. I'm diming him up.
Aaron Bain, dunks, having a good time. Villanova, yeah.
Yep. And,
great player.
And back then I teased him too that I had a little bit of hops. And I kind of alley-oop dunk over Alonzo, and I still rip him on that to this day.
That is awesome.
That's a good highlight, man. If you're dunking over Zoe, it is prime.
Yes.
I was going to say, we asked Chris Webber this. We had him on Wednesday, and I basically asked him, with your skill set as a player then, where would you be now? Where would you be drafted now? And he said, I'd still go number one overall. My point was, your game would be different just because the game has changed.
Right.
But you were third or fourth pick.
Fourth pick.
Mm-hmm. Where would you be drafted now, do you think?
Probably
so you were
similar.
Shooter.
Similar.
You
because,
were a shooter.
Because Derek Coleman's still Derek Coleman. Remember, Gary Payton's still Gary Payton. Mm-hmm. And Chris Jackson at the time is still Chris Jackson. So I think all four of us go similar. Maybe we might change a spot or two.
Right.
But instead of averaging 28, maybe I'm averaging 35.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Because you'd be jacking up more shots.
Because I'm
it's a faster game.
Think about this. In 1990, Bobby Crimmins allowed me to take 7 to 9 threes a game.
That's crazy.
Nobody had ever done that in college basketball history.
Correct.
I didn't know that at the time. I'm just having fun playing the game.
Mm-hmm.
So now today, I'm taking 15 to 17 threes a game.
Right.
And even NBA coaches say, if you don't take that many shots, I'm taking you out of the game, because now you're hurting the offense and the flow of the game.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. What was your best year in the NBA? I should have looked it up.
Probably 96. 96,
20 a game or something?
The night I broke the record, I was 11 of 17 from the field. Right. And at that time, no one had taken 17 threes in the game.
Wow.
So let's just talk quickly. And I feel bad for you, Trey. We're just talking to Dennis the whole time. Are you used to it?
He's used to it.
So part of the Orlando Magic resume – And by the way, I love you on TV. Your chemistry with Shaq when you do stuff. Shaq and
we're just foolish. We're just foolish.
It's fun.
We're just foolish.
Part of your resume is in the 90s, the only team to beat the Bulls in the playoffs was the Orlando Magic.
Nick Anderson.
Take us kind of through those series. Take us through when Jordan comes back and what the team kind of thought.
Well, when we beat them, and what I like to try to tell kids is stay in the moment. Mm-hmm. We know Mike is Mike, but let's show Mike who we are. So that's how we were as young kids. And think about it. You got Shaq, you got Nick, you got myself, you got Penny. So you have four young guys who have created their own way, their own name, so to speak. And then we get Horace Grant. Mm-hmm. So then we get that veteran to kind of give us that comfort that, okay, if we play a certain way, we know we have our stability on the back line, the Shaq and Horace would rebound the basketball and defend. And then when things got crazy, Horace would calm us down. So with that being said, we weren't scared of Mike. Mm-hmm. But then Nick Anderson says, 45 is not 23. Right. Nick, shut your ass up, please. Shut up. And that's when things got different. He came back and said, y'all take y'all's young butts home.
That's funny.
What was it like then to play him in the next couple of years?
We were good then, you know, because we knew we could beat him. It's just that now he's back on Mike level, that iconic Mike. Mm-hmm. And so now you're double teaming, you're doing other things, and Ryan Harper's there, and then they just have a better team at the time, and then they beat us again.
Right.
Do you like the style of basketball today versus when you played? Because I'm an old guy, you know, and it makes me crazy. I don't like all these guys just two dribbles across half court and start launching them.
I'm not mad at it. My thing is, it's not for everybody.
Yeah.
So Marc Gasol said it best. He said, Marc Gasol said, I want to stay in the NBA and play a couple more years, but Lionel Hollins is trying to make me a pick and pop five.
Right.
That's not who I am.
Right.
So he stopped in the NBA, went back overseas, and back playing how he wants to play.
Right.
So for all the kids and parents listening, the 3-point shot's not for everyone. Mm-hmm. So when you watch the game like a DeMar DeRozan, what is he? He's the mid-range assassin.
Yeah.
I don't care what the rest of the NBA is doing. I'm doing what I do best and why they've paid me almost $200 million over my 15-year career. If I start shooting more threes, I'm not the same player. Now my value's not the same.
Right. But
Trey, what kind of player are you?
I feel like I could do everything.
Yeah.
I could shoot.
You can pass, shoot it.
I can rebound, defend.
How tall are you? 6'9"?
6'10".
6'10"?
Officially now, yeah.
Okay. All right.
When did you commit to Georgia State?
I committed on my senior night, which was February 1st.
So just recently?
Yeah, recently.
And then what? I just love the recruiting process. What was that like for you? Did you have a ton of schools you got to choose from? I'm sure you did.
Yeah, I would say it was definitely very stressful at first because, like, my ninth grade year, I went from, like, being a nobody to, like, my 10th grade year. I had a lot of schools start recruiting me, like, some schools in the DMV area, like Maryland. Mm-hmm. And
let me guess, you had a growth spurt between freshman to sophomore year.
Yeah, I definitely. Like, okay, I grew 3 inches, okay. And I just transformed my body. Was in the gym, in the lab, working. Mm-hmm. And it was stressful. Me and my dad and my mom going on visits on the phone with coaches. Mm-hmm. And then fast forward to February 1st, Georgia State came to my game in December, and they were talking to me. They had seen me play the prior years, and they're like, "We love how you transformed your body and your game." And we went on a visit, and everything just felt great. Like the coaches were talking the language I wanted to hear, telling me that they'll help me get better and improve. So I just felt like
build
a great
around
fit.
You. That's they say that kind of stuff. Then it's exciting, exactly. Right?
Is your dad
right.
trying to draw a line through the state and put Tech on your shirt?
That's what I thought at first. But like everyone suspects because you know he was a player. He's an ex-player. He's gonna force me to go to Georgia Tech. But he's really been comforting during this whole process, making me feel I can go wherever I want because at the end of the day, it is my choice. So,
And, of course, you're here for the Capital Classic, the nation's most legendary high school basketball All-America game
when we come back.
Since 1974. It's been a beacon in the D.C. community, showcasing some of the nation's top high school basketball talent. You name them, they've played in the Capital Classic. We'll talk to Dennis Scott and Trey Dennis Scott III. More next here on The Junkies.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can also watch us right now on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Forgot to give away the Wizards tickets, so we'll do it now. Caller 10, you'll get two tickets to the Wizards. They take on the Bulls tonight. Fan Appreciation Night presented by Michelob Ultra. Fans take home a free City Edition themed t-shirt. For tickets and more event info, you can go to thefandc.com/events. That's courtesy of the Washington Wizards, 800-636-1067. But we're joined in studio by Dennis Scott, his son Trey, who's going to Georgia State, going to be playing in the Capital Classic. What, do you have memories of the Capital Classic, Dennis?
Yes.
Was it a big deal for you at the time?
Yes.
Yeah, huge, yeah.
See, remember back then, you only could play in two games. Mm-hmm. You know, wasn't no Brand Jordan game, wasn't no Allen Iverson game. So all these games now you have different.
They proliferated.
You
know,
it's watered down some, mm-hmm. but I understand they want to open it up. But you either want to play in the McDonald's All-American game or the Capital Classic. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we all know if you're a real hoop head, this game has been around the longest. And you look forward to it. So I was explaining to Trey when we were flying up here is that if you grew up in the DMV, every weekend you open the Washington Post to see what the all-met team looked like, mm-hmm. yep. who was honorable mention, 100%. Who what team was top five. And then USA Today came, then you wanted to be in that column as the best team in the country.
Yeah.
But if you wasn't all-met and you weren't in Washington Post, there's no damn way you was going to be in USA Today.
I'm guessing Trey
and that's where it all started.
Trey doesn't know Street and Smith, how
no.
big that Street was. Like,
come
when I was
on.
Like 19, Sprint is a stretch. I would go to CBS. There's Peoples back in the day, and I would pick up my Street and Smith and see who like the top 25 or 50 recruits were, where mm-hmm. they're going, where they're heading. Like mm-hmm. it was a huge deal.
It's a different
world. Remember,
now.
It is a different world. So we went to high school, and Jason played at DeMatha, obviously, and he played with Mustaf, mm-hmm. Who eventually was the first round pick of the Knicks.
Ted yep. Jeffries,
and McDonald's yeah, we had a great team. Mm-hmm. But Mustaf in particular, I'll never forget. And it was my first exposure to big, you know, these big 6'10" guys. Mm-hmm, yeah, unbelievable. And he's just sitting there in religion class as a freshman. I'm sitting right behind him. And he's just looking at the USA Today sports section every day. Mm-hmm. And they would have their little mm-hmm. updates. And he would get his little mentions. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you did the same thing.
Yeah, it was the kids now, and once again, I like calling Trey out in person. When our kids wake up today, what's the first thing they do?
Look at their phone.
They go straight to their phones.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I get it. But what I try to remind the kids today is, who are you following? Oh, I'm following this kid. I'm following that kid. Why? Mm-hmm. Why are you following him? And until you can explain why you're following, oh, yeah, he's pretty good. He's cool. He dunks on somebody. Mm-hmm. Or he's got creativity or his personality. Well, guess what?
Yeah.
That's what you need to do when people start following you.
Yeah.
Right? Like, why do you follow Michael Jordan? Like, he didn't very ever post, but people follow him. Mm-hmm. But he never posts.
Right.
Why are you following him? Right? So it's like, this generation, you can create your own.
Yeah.
And that's why people follow people. Trey, because you're interested in what they do.
How much do you, I don't know, go on YouTube or whatever and just watch your dad from back in the day?
I do it quite often because when I was younger, I didn't quite understand how good he really was. And then as I became and fell in love with basketball, I just wanted to see how good he really was because mm-hmm. I was like, nah, there's no way he was that good.
But you probably met some cool people Shaq. You've met all the, as we would say on the show, all the sillies. I'm sure he has.
Yeah, I have. I've met Shaq, Charles Barkley, all them guys. Yeah,
let me ask you a question, Shaq. Excuse me, Trey. When was the first time you became famous?
I was nine or ten.
You was eight. You were eight.
Yeah, and I was on TNT and I punched Shaq in the face and then just went viral.
Really? Yeah. Oh, I gotta YouTube that.
Yeah, so
I gotta check that.
It's hilarious.
Out.
So yeah, I'm in the studio. We're just having some fun and Shaq calls him up and said, "Come here, Trey. Are you strong? Let me see that left hook." And uh-huh. Trey hit him and boom. And you know, in TNT, we kind of made his face shake a little bit more and he had the black eye on.
Right.
And it went viral. Who is that kid hitting Shaq? That kid needs to be spanked. And they're just going crazy on social media. So he's young. He's like, why is everybody mad at me? That's my Uncle Shaq.
Right. That's funny.
And then now he announces in February he's going to Georgia State. And that video comes back up. It's like, see, you were famous at 8 years old before you made a jump shot.
Right. That
nice. Awesome. So, during the break, I asked you about Anthony Edwards because you had tweeted something out talking about social media with Anthony Edwards.
Yep.
But the reason I brought it up was you mentioned bank shot before. Mm-hmm. And Anthony Edwards right now, he says he kind of wants to bring back the bank shot. I've seen him shoot like a lefty bank shot. I mean,
three-point bank shot?
He has the athleticism of Michael Jordan. He's coming on. They lost a tough game the other night against Denver because maybe they're not there yet. Mm-hmm. Carl Anthony Towns not playing as well. So they're one of the top teams. What do you make? EB was asking about the state of the NBA. I'm an NBA fan.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Western Conference playoffs are going to be fantastic. I probably would take Denver against the field, but Dallas is playing amazing ball right now. I wouldn't sleep on Phoenix if they can get through. The Lakers, if they can get their stuff together. There are a lot of good teams in the West.
A lot of good teams. So let me start off with Trey was a baseball player first.
Mm.
So in seventh, eighth grade, Trey had maybe a 65 to 75 mile fastball.
Mm.
So it's East Cobb Baseball in Atlanta, if you're following the baseball listener. They were calling my wife, hey, bring him out. He's 6'6". He's got a cannon. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden he woke up and said, Dad, I want to play basketball.
Mm.
So for all you baseball fans, I'm sorry. I was like, yes. I don't know a damn thing about baseball.
You never played volleyball? Did you have the hype for volleyball? Nope. You'd be a beast in volleyball.
He was a swimmer. In baseball player,
he'd be a beast in the pool.
Right, so all that stuff. That's yes, yes. So all that was, good. Then he woke up and said, "I want to play basketball." I said, "Are you sure?"
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I said, "Because I don't take this lightly.
Mm-hmm.
This is all I know. This is all I've been doing.
Business.
This is all I know. I've never had a real job ever, and I don't want one either." Okay. So I explained to him, "This is what I do." He says, "I want to do it." So when we started this AAU program, and everyone knows my brand, Shooter's Paradise, we watch NBA TV and TNT. I say leave it all the time, so that's my brand. Independent, because I want to be hands-on. I want to teach the kids the game the right way. I don't want just 1-2 passes, just crazy basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Then I meet Daryl Darby, who's from here in D.C., went to Potomac High School, and we just chopped it up, and he used to coach Anthony Edwards when he was a kid in AAU. So now my program's starting. Anthony Edwards signs this big deal with Adidas. 3SSB, he said, hey, let's merge. I said, I don't really want to merge because some of our kids are not ready for the circuit.
Mm-hmm.
And all these parents think the circuit is great. It is, but your kid can get exposed. Duh.
Right.
So it's exposure, but if your kid's not that good, it's going to hurt their feelings.
Yeah.
So one of the parents, I said, let's do it. So we do it. The kid's not playing well. The kid's only getting maybe 5 or 8 minutes a night. He's only getting 4 or 5 shots. He's getting his head down because guess what? He's not ready for the circuit. Send him back down to the independent team. Let him play. Let him play 25 minutes. Let him get his confidence. The kid starts getting a few offers.
Mm-hmm.
So do you want to be on the circuit to walk around your city to say, oh, I'm on the circus team,
right.
But your son doesn't play.
Play
it's about playing. I don't know if your son can play if he's shaking a pom-pom on the bench saying he's on the circuit, walking around with a 3SSB on his shirt or Peach Jam on his shirt. It's about playing to see if your kid can play.
That's the only way you get better.
That's it.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's how the Anthony Edwards thing comes along. And then I start working with him. What was the biggest thing they knocked on him coming out of Georgia? He can't shoot.
Mm-hmm.
He can shoot now, can't
he? Oh, yeah, he can.
Because he's been working out with Shooter's Paradise, baby. That's what we do.
So talk about the Cap Classic. just in general for this year? What kind of rosters are we looking at? I saw there's some Georgetown guys or commits. In there's a Maryland commit, I believe, too.
Yep.
So just talk about so I don't know if Trey wants to
No, that's a great question. So, Trey, let their listeners know what you learned yesterday seeing some of these names. You played against AAU or what have you.
Mm-hmm. I learned that a lot of these guys, a lot of people wouldn't, like, think that they would act the way they act, and it's just been really fun being with them. And for example, in practice yesterday, I thought everyone was going to go through the motions because everyone's ranked, everyone's already committed, it's an all-star game. But my dad let everyone know early, and we let everyone know early that we're coming to compete. We're not here just to walk through the motions and just get shots up. So we're coming to compete and have fun for sure.
That's a big issue. Like, my kid played lacrosse, and once kids get committed, a lot of times they just kind of shut it down. You know what I mean? Yeah. They chill. And that's exactly what you're talking about. Is that something that happens sometimes
For sure. I have some friends, and they're like, yeah, I committed now. Season's almost over. I should see where the rest of the season goes. And for me, it was the other way around. Like, after I committed, I was like, now I have a school that I'm potentially going to be, like, playing for and a name I'm going to be playing for. So I was playing harder, and we end up winning the state championship, and I'm making my school look good. So that was my mindset after.
Right. Especially with early recruiting, you're lucky you didn't have to deal with that. Like, you know, you're getting calls and stuff, but, like, kids that are committing in eighth grade.
Yeah.
And then they start chilling. They're back in the day, they were losing offers because they thought they were straight.
Well, when you get an offer at a young age, you basically get that bullseye on your back.
For sure.
We're going on a state run. Oh, we're playing against Mount Vernon. Oh, they got Dennis Scott's son committed to Georgia State. Oh, they got this kid, Xavier Shigok. He's going to West Georgia. So now you're playing against commits. You're not playing against the team anymore.
That's
so that's extra, right?
Yeah.
So that, for this generation, that motivates you.
Yeah.
So I used to tell him, guess what? They're coming after you because they want to see, are you as good that people are saying you are? And once you prove it, what do they say at the game? Hey, good game, man. Good luck. Good game. Oh, you're – no. Tell the listeners what you were here these last 2 years. Oh, you're overrated. You're this. And then after the game, what would happen?
Yeah, AAU in game or high school, they'd be like, I'm overrated. They'd even say
so they're screaming this from the stands.
Probably because your coach is –
kids I'm playing
Dennis
against.
Scott's
oh, kids.
Yeah. Kids I'm playing against. They'd be like, you're not as good as your dad.
Oh.
Or some kids would even say my dad wasn't good. I'm like, how does that even translate to what we're doing right now? Like, we're literally playing sense. Right
you're
now.
You're catching shrapnel.
You see what I'm saying? So he's telling me this stuff, and I'm just laughing. So you mean a mom or a dad or a coach told you to say that?
Right.
Yeah, and then
– awful people. You know what? Terrible parents.
Like, so it'll be,
right, so after the game, what were they saying?
After the game, I'll give him eight threes.
Right.
And then they'll be like, oh, good game. Follow me back on Instagram. I'm like, all right.
You are as good as your dad.
Yeah. Something different to say after that.
Exactly.
Good for you.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Hey, before you go, I do want to ask you a couple more NBA questions. Wemby's far beyond what I thought he was going to be.
Alien. He's an alien.
Yeah.
I mean, he's having, like, Sham God dribbles behind the back.
Well, I know
hitting threes. Like, I didn't think his spindly frame was going to
hold up.
But he's
you were like
phenomenal.
I know before the season you were like, I think Holmgren's just as good. Like, do you still think that?
No.
Yeah, that's what you were saying.
And Holmgren's good.
Holmgren's just as talented.
He's, yeah,
but not as good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Two different things.
He's also on a better team, so he's not.
Stop.
He's got Shea.
Stop,
on
stop
the
for
team.
A second, though. Stop for a second. And this is why I want to educate some people. Is it Wimby's fault that the Spurs are bad?
No.
Okay, so Chet got lucky, right?
Yeah.
The way he got drafted.
Right.
So we go through this thing every year with Defensive Player of the Year, all these different awards, because we all have a different opinion what the award really looks like. Just pay attention to what and how Wimby affects the game. When you look at it that way, you look at him totally different, right? So why does he have five blocks a game more than, like, David Robinson? All that? Well, the team's bad.
Yeah.
What do we teach? Help defense. So if I'm a bad defender and Trey's a great defender, he's going to be in help defense more. He has to block more shots. So is he more effective, less effective, right? How many 7-5 guys do we see get a rebound and push the ball coast to coast and do a sham guide and throw a don't look pass for a three in the corner? We've never seen
never
it.
Happened.
It's never happened. So as we process him, stay in the moment and just look at what we're watching. So his trainer, Tim Martin, turned me on to him maybe 2 or 3 years ago. And I was just like you. I was like, how is he going to handle the physicality of the NBA game? Mm-hmm. Well, the NBA game is not physical like it used to be.
Yeah.
He's not playing against Shaq.
It's true.
He's not playing against Mirosan. He's not playing against Rick Smits. They're trying to figure out, how do I guard him? Mm-hmm. So I said, Shaq, how would you guard Wemby? He said, I would foul the heck out of him in the first play of the game to try to scare him, because there's no way I'm going to the three-point line. That's different.
Yeah.
Well, what's the translation for Zach Edey from college to the NBA? Because he can't go outside.
Right, same thing.
To hit a shot.
The right team has to understand you're using him in spurts.
Yeah.
And then you go back and watch Rudy Gobert his first 5 years. He couldn't move his feet. Mm-hmm. Once Rudy Gobert figured out how to move his feet, then he became an asset. Then he started getting Defensive Player of Year awards.
Right.
Offensively, he's still not there. But defensively, he's found his niche. So Edie's the opposite. How many guys can guard him right now in the post? Embiid, maybe? As much as I love the Joker, I don't think the Joker could guard him in the post right now. But on the flip side of that, the Joker's going to take him to the three-point line.
He can't guard anybody. Yeah.
And then now they're going to beat him up. So the right team has to get him and play to his assets, not his weakness. So
Joker abused Rudy the other night.
See what I'm saying?
He abused Gobert the other night.
He had him running around in circles.
But some of it was down low, because he's so sad he doesn't jump.
Yes.
But he knows how to use both hands. He knows how to do up and unders. He's got everything in his bag.
So for all the young kids now, it's about the skill set. No longer are you just go in the block, pound, 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 and go to work. Embiid has showed us, I can go in the post, I can pick and pop, I can get in that mid-range post and catch, put the ball on the floor and get this little fadeaway. So now the more you can do as a big guy, showing that you have better skill set than the old big guy, you're more valuable today.
I'd also say being a high flyer helps. Anthony Edwards,
no,
it helps.
No, those guys are still there. No,
two best
there.
Players in the game right now are Jokic and Luka, and they're not high flyers.
The
agree with the best two players.
The problem we had with Luka, that he shows at time because Jason Kidd tricks him, he doesn't give the same effort on the defensive end of the floor. That's the only reason why people are hesitant with him.
What do you mean Kidd tricks him?
Kid says, hey, Luka, you know you're ranked 65th in the NBA on defense. Really? I am. And he gets a fake piece of paper and shows it to him. Uh-huh. So for the next four or five games, you'll see Luka trying to rotate. The next four or five games, it's Olay.
Right, that's
so
funny.
That's why they go out and get Gafford. They go get other bigs, mm-hmm. Lively, to kind of, you know, help those guys out. As much as we love Kyrie and Luka, they're not stopping anybody. So that's why that back line had to get better. And that's why Maverick fans, now to our earlier conversation, I wouldn't be surprised now if the Mavericks upset some people because their bigs have gotten better.
And he already led them to a conference finals once.
Remember that?
Yeah.
He was just destroying people. And that's the –
He owns
we all
the
know
Clippers.
This. Every great player in the NBA offensively, we always say, give us the – effort on the defensive end, because we know the ball's going to be in your hands in the fourth quarter. Remember Jason Tatum's first couple years?
Yeah.
We're not saying he's a liability anymore defensively, are they?
Right.
Because him and JB, they bring it now on the defensive end, because offensively it's hard to stop them too as well.
Well, I hope we see some defense in the playoffs. I mean, I like
you will.
Some offense.
You will.
I just
you
don't want to see 143 and 138.
No, you're not going to see it in the playoffs.
Yeah. Before we let you go, because you're from this area, and I would just love for you to shout out some local legends, like when you were in high school, or some of the guys that.
Because
you know,
we always talk about like Henry Hall.
You remember Henry Hall?
Remember Henry Hall? Yep, the crazy crossover. Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Anybody you want? Like, who were some of the local guys that maybe didn't play at a high level, but they were ballers that had a reputation?
Well, I think the biggest name that people remind me of is, remember Anthony Tucker?
Oh, yeah.
Kenny
McKinley Tech.
Went to Georgetown, went to Wake Forest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's one of those guys where I knew that I had to get a good night's sleep if I knew I was playing McKinley Tech, if I knew I was playing Georgetown, if I was playing the Summer League.
Did he ever make the league for a little bit?
Maybe for
a little bit. Maybe. Like I said, had a cup of coffee and then went overseas. Walt Williams.
Yeah. Walt.
The Wizard.
The legend here.
Love him.
Walt's
Sox,
a legend high, here.
Sox, come on, man. And Walt's a great dude. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
That's the part that we always have to remind some of our listeners, that some of these great players were great people. Mm-hmm. And we kind of lose sight of that.
Well, John Gwynn was a great high school player.
Oh, my God.
And he was a good college player, but he was a great high school
player. For a guy, was he 6 foot? Was he 6'1"? Was he 5'11"? Was he 5'8"?
5'10".
What was he?
Yeah.
I know he was a pit bull. I know that.
Yeah.
So, and Perry Carter.
Oh yeah,
with those Carter, big old shoulders. Like yeah, didn't Gonzaga, have, yeah. didn't make it to the league, but high school wise, mm-hmm. college wise, Perry Carter, my goodness, mm-hmm. yeah, like a tank.
Your capital team in 1987 include Eric Harris, Rodney Monroe, Tyrone Gibson, John Gwynn, Dennis Scott, Anthony Tucker, Perry Crowder, Byron Tucker, Cedric Lewis.
Oh, yeah. You know, the shot blocker. Yes.
Thomas Jordan.
Did you ever go on Morgan and James Brown's Fast Break show? Were you ever a guest on Fast Break?
Of course. Of all the people that follow me on Facebook, I post that every, say, 6 months, the Fast Break interview, you know, with James Brown and Morgan, uh-huh. because that's what we played for. If you had a good Hancock. If you had a good week, you knew you were going to be on Fast Break on Saturday morning, and you got up and went, yes, come on. That's what we looked forward to.
Yeah.
Where now we're looking forward to clicks.
Yeah. Right. Is Trey starting the Cap Classic? You're starting, are you?
Of course. Okay, we got to have a little nepotism. All right. Listen, we have to.
Looking forward to it. All right, so two o'clock on Saturday, correct?
Well, the main game is 2 o'clock. You got the Suburban All-Stars against the District All-Stars at 12:15. It's at the DC Entertainment Sports Arena, the game that started it all, 51st.
Let me add this too. So we're bringing back the prelim game.
Okay.
So my oldest son, Ryan Scott, who started off at Montrose Christian and finished off at South Lakes, he played in the prelim game in 05. So I got to give my son, Ryan Scott, some love too for all the old heads.
Very good.
So, nice. So the prelim game will be just all local.
All
guys.
Locals, yep. Right. All local kids.
It's a great opportunity for them.
Yes, are because once committed? Again, I think some are still waiting. But even the prelim game, if you go back and look in the past, that game helped guys get some scholarships for to help their career as well.
For sure. It's an iconic game, and Tom Doyle is, you know, I know he's one of the big guys behind it. It's amazing. We got to get this game back to where it was.
That's why when Tom and Pete, and big shout-out to Ricky Goins, that committee called me. I know Grant Hill was involved last year, right. So it's my obligation now as an alumni is to help get some of us back. Now it gets us old head, as we like to say, to come watch the game. Now the younger generation sees why it's important.
Right.
51st anniversary of the legendary Capital Classic. Dennis Scott, thank you for joining us. Dennis Scott III, good luck at Georgia State.
Yep,
we'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.